Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. The next conference call will be Conversations with Chef Del on Thursday, June 14th. And this will be kind of an interesting conference call. Chef always starts with a topic in mind, which he spends some time on and then takes questions from the audience. But he's going to share some recipes from the upcoming Forks Over Knives cookbook that won't be out till August. So if you are one of the people on the call, you will get an email with some recipes from the book that other people won't be able to get until August. So sort of a cool deal. And of course, learning from this guy about food, he's the best in the country, as you know, because he got chosen to write the book. So if you're interested in that, call our office at 614-841-7700. And now for today's message. There are a lot of theories that explain the increase in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease in recent years. And the one that makes the most sense and for which there is the most evidence is that Alzheimer's has become a catch-all term to describe anybody suffering from loss of cognitive function, and that loss of brain power is related to cardiovascular disease. This makes sense since the brain requires a lot of glucose, oxygen, and water, and that damage to the arteries leading to the brain can impair brain function. And in fact, Dr. Neil Barnard is releasing a book at the end of this year, beginning of next, on this very topic, and he's going to be presenting at our fall conference this year on this topic, which is November 2 through 4. So those of you who are regular attendees might want to mark your calendar for that. A new study published in the Annals of Neurology confirms this theory. The researchers analyzed data from more than 6,000 women and concluded that women over 65 years of age who consumed the most saturated fat had the worst cognitive function when compared to women who ate the least amount of saturated fat. The researchers also noted that even small reductions in cognitive function placed people at higher risk for full-blown dementia. The study also concluded that the amount of fat did not matter, but the type of fat did, suggesting that substituting monounsaturated fat for saturated fat might preserve cognitive function. But we all know from Dr. Esselstyn's research and from many research studies that soft, vulnerable plaques that are subject to rupture that lead to heart attacks are filled with mono and polyunsaturated fats as well as saturated fats. So it's best to reduce overall fat consumption. That way you preserve cognitive function and heart attack risk is lowered. One thing that we try to avoid at the Wellness Forum is solving one problem while creating another, because many times you can solve all the problems just by adopting the program of dietary excellence we recommend. So every aspect of health, I think the conclusion here is that everything, ranging from the condition of our arteries to behavior and brain function, is related to diet. We really are what we eat. The easiest way to resolve our health, quality of life, and economic woes in this country is just to teach people how to adopt this diet. So if you want to be mentally sharp as you age, and I think that's one of the worst fears people have is mental decline, then you eat your way into mental acuity, just like you eat your way into or out of health for the body. So if you're still one of those folks who's sitting on the fence and you haven't jumped off to join us in the land of dietary excellence, maybe this will motivate you. That's all for now, and have a great day.